AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More shots fired in the Iran war. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
The U.S. military has launched a series of strikes against Iranian targets after three merchant ships were struck in the waters of Oman. In a statement posted to social media, U.S. Central Command says American forces launched the strikes to impose heavy costs for targeting and attacking commercial shipping crewed by innocent civilians in an international waterway, and says that Iran's demonstrated aggression was unwarranted, dangerous, and a clear violation of the ceasefire. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's in Turkey for a NATO summit, where the allies unveiled billions in arms sales to prove their firepower. Secretary General Mark Rutte.
I think we are in really good shape, and massively the Europeans are stepping up. Look at countries like Germany and so many others. And of course, if one or two still have to be convinced, we have ways to do that.
But Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump is reviving an old demand likely to rattle NATO allies he's meeting with in Turkey. The president acknowledges it's caused a rift in the past.
That's what hurt my relationship with NATO.
But he did it again today in Ankara, insisting the U.S. take over Greenland.
That should be controlled by the United States, not by Denmark.
Calling the semi-autonomous island an important part for the U.S., while repeating a false claim.
It's surrounded by China ships and Russian ships.
NATO was founded on the principle that members will defend each other's territory, not threaten to seize it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democrats are withdrawing support from Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner after a new sexual assault allegation, and pressure is mounting for him to withdraw ahead of Maine's deadline for replacing candidates. This is AP News. The sports drama keeps coming.
It's an epic finish at the World Cup in Atlanta as Argentina beat Egypt 3-2. Egypt was leading 2-0 with 11 minutes of regulation time to go. Argentina roared back with three goals. Enzo Fernandez scored the winning goal in stoppage time. Fan Sudi Morales was riding that roller coaster.
I was crying since the beginning. I was praying. I have a rosary here. I was very nervous, but I knew that we got this.
The second goal was scored by Lionel Messi, his eighth goal of this World Cup.
No, bueno, la verdad que felicidad por...
Messi says, honestly, I'm just so happy we made it through, and about the way we did it. Things got tough at 2-0, so it was incredibly exciting to turn it around once again. We suffered a lot, but that's the World Cup for you. Messi was in tears after the final whistle. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.